That's us. Hello. It's another episode of Time Machine Talking in the House, where he's not in the house. I'm in the car at the minute. I'm driving to Newry for a gig. It's the last weekend of a tour with Jake Kane. And I always get sad at the last weekend. I'm not very good at things ending. I get emotional, you know. It's like when anything ends, it's sort of, you know, I get sad about it. But Newry the night, we're in the Canal Court Hotel tonight, where I died in my hole last year. And then we're in the Ulster Hall tomorrow night. So last night, Ulster Hall, and then I'm going to the Lansdowne on the Antrim Road for a drink. Lansdowne, where I did most of my underage drinking. The weather is stinking, by the way. This is shit driving weather. What the fuck are you doing? See, people that are on the hard shoulder and they don't try to get a bit of speed up before they come off the hard shoulder. They just think, oh, I'll just go from a stand and start here when I'm doing 60 mile an hour. But the weather is stinking. This is not driving weather. It's only on one show you're driving and it's just that fucking shitty rain. It's not the heavy rain, it's that sort of, you know what they used to say when you were in shed, your mouth, so that's that rain that gets you soaking. Like all rain gets you soaking, but this is that rain that gets you absolutely drenched. Like that misty shit. So every car is coming towards me, its lights are bouncing up on the floor, and the guy in front of me right now, every time a car comes towards him, he puts the brakes on. There's a guy behind me with his fog lights on that fucking annoys me. See, anybody that drives with their fog lights on when there's no fog, they honest to God, they should be subject to a punishment beating. Honestly, like if there's any paramilitaries or sort of going, oh, in the good old days, bring them back and let them be shouted at people who put their fog lights on. But it's not foggy. I don't know if it's like I'm in Armagh, I think. And the thing is, though, I'm driving along here. There's a guy right up my arse with his fog lights on. He's really fucking irritating me. And I've immediately just went, he's probably from Tyrone because that's what they do there. I don't know what it is. Maybe when someone's being a dick, I just go, they're from Tyrone. But like, seriously, he's behind me with his fog lights on, right? Now, what I sometimes do, depends on what kind of mood I'm in. If I'm in a proper golf mood, I'll put my rear fog light on, and I did this one that I was driving home, and there was a guy up my arse with his fog lights on, and I put my rear fogs on, and he was flashing me the whole way home. Almost, you know, the first opportunity he got to go around me, went around me, and he's standing on the horn and all. I started thinking, going, well, you have your front fogs on, so there's clearly some fog between your front of your car and the back of my car, so I just put my rear fogs on for safety. But honestly, seriously, cop checkpoints should be up and down the country to stop an idiots with their fog lights on. So there's one behind me, right? There's another one that's just come towards me. Another one. Yep, there's another one. And there's another one. He doesn't have his fog lights on. He has his fog lights on. Yeah, this is going to be this for the next 15, 20 minutes. Just me pointing out he doesn't have his fogs on. It must be a Tyrone and Armagh thing. I don't know why they do it, because, I mean, like, if you put your fog lights on, he's braking heavily. There's another one, fog lights. No fog lights. No fog lights, there's two in a row. No fog lights, there's three in a row. Fog lights. Yeah, it's definitely a Tyrone and Armagh thing. So there's some checkpoints to pick these boys up. 6 points, immediately 6 points back. And again, I don't know why they do it, because, like I put my fog lights on now, that doesn't make it any brighter. You know, it must be, oh, cheers or sir, makes my car look cool. It's just annoying. So anyway, yeah, I'm going to Newry, I'm going to Canal Court, fog lights, border row. I'm going to Canal Court, and every year when we play the Canal Court, Canal Canort, stop saying Canal Canort. Okay, what am I going to do here? Right, straight through the roundabout. That's empty tins of Coke. You can probably hear that down about there. I've been touring there, because I did one of these early in the tour. I was coming, I was either going to or coming home from Porto Ferry, I think it was. And what happens is this car becomes like an office and a recycle bin. And like, I mean, there's about four sort of old chicken wrap packets stuffed into the door pocket. Like, I'd say there's at least 20 tins of Coke laying about here. There's a cup, there's a McDonald's cup. It's, I don't know, because you know, you come to work, jump in the car, drive the gig, stop, grab something, eat at the car, dump it, get home late, just go, oh, get into the house. And, you know, I mean, let's be honest, when you get home at 1 or 2 in the morning, and especially where I live, where it's just darkness like you've never seen before, you don't want to start clearing out your car, and then you get up the next morning and say, oh, I gotta get to work, and then you're up gigging, you know, so the car's a tip. But the Canal Corps, I doubt my whole Canal Corps last year. Do not plan on doing it again this year. Well, second last day of the tour, so. What you can probably hear now as well is that rattle. It's got worse. But second last night of the tour, you know, you don't want to go down your whole end, right? Let's see, what am I doing here? I'm going, taking the exit for Dublin, right? I'm so shit at roundabouts. Fuck's sake, what the fuck's all this traffic about? I'll tell you something else. Every time we play this gig, you can't get parked at the hotel. You can't get parked in their car park. I can't get parked out in the road in front of it. So I always end off, Jesus fucking, who stops in the middle of a fucking roundabout? There we go. I always end off parking in the car park. It's like a retail park. And the full name's saying, so if you park here for beyond a certain time, you will be fined. And every year I get a letter through the door with a 60 quid fine on it, but it's only a private company, so you don't have to pay it. But one of these years, we see, one of these years they'll pass it on to a debt company or something, then end up, that's what I'm doing here, first exit of the roundabout. Like, I've been coming here every year with Jake for about, 7 years now, and I still need the sod now to get here. Although I'm getting better, there's a lot of places I go to now where I know exactly where I'm going and don't need the sat-nav. Although there's a lot of people out there who use their sat-nav even when they know where they're going. So, you know, I'm going to shop to buy fags, my sat-nav. Actually, you know, someone, they were in Belfast and they were at a meeting in Belfast and they were coming home after the meeting. So they weren't really sure how to get out of Belfast. So what they did was they went into their sat-nav and they hit home. And next thing they knew, they were in Belfast docks heading towards the Stenel Lane place. Because you see, they had bought the car new about 2 weeks beforehand, and they were going to the car's old home, not their own home. I don't understand, why is there so much traffic in Newry at 7 o'clock on a Friday night? There's an Ulster bus. I love Ulster buses. That's how we knew, growing up in Belfast, that's how you knew if someone was in a cult. You became the school in a blue bus. They were an embryo. And then you moved to Tyrone and you actually live amongst actual cultures, and you realise that the people who came to school on a blue bus in Belfast were cosmopolitan as fuck compared to the people I live amongst now. And come on. What a, oh, for fuck's sake, I could have went away there. Fuck's sake. Come on, Jesus. First exit. Now, where are we going? Straight ahead for pointed man. Another fucking roundabout. Where was I? See my automatic. Jesus. Do you know what? They really need to start investing in roads in this country. It's like, I mean, the roads in this country are so bad they've shaken the bottom off my car. That's what you can hear rattling. I still haven't got that looked at yet, but once the tour's over, I'm going to get it looked at and I'll let you know. But like, the roads are just shit and they're getting worse. Do you remember back in the day the Southerners used to come up here for good roads? That I drove to Newry for a good road. Now you're fucking, the roads here are shocking. I'd say there's roads in Ukraine better than this. And I'm saying that as a man who's driven in Ukraine, alright? So don't fucking hell. Guy here going for a wee run there in his high-vis jacket. Is that the hotel? Right, what have I got to do here? Another roundabout, and then go right. Hands off Daisy Hill Hospital. Yes, get your hands off Daisy Hill Hospital. It's one of them signs, it says thank you for driving slow. Thank you, no problem. Apparently, I was doing 30 in a 30 mile an hour zone. I'm now fucking asleep. Stop behind number 43 bus. So, it's the second last night of the tour, and I've been saying, well, I'm doing this set now, this will be gig number 17, I think it is. And I've been enjoying the set, you know, it's been fun. Because sometimes what'll happen is when you've done a set 17, 18 times, whatever it is, you're like, oh, fuck me, not this again. Like, I get bored listening to it. But no, this year, I'm enjoying the set this year. You know, I talk about my children, I talk about running half a marathon, I talk about why I decided I needed to do some form of exercise that wasn't just running down the stairs. You know, but the problem was what I'd done, we started this tour in December, so I wrote jokes for the first week, the last week of December, you know, it was about, oh, Christmas is over and blah, 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 blah. And then I fucking realised, I was like, oh, bollocks, this tour goes in, that what kind of fucking mess is this? Go, 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 go. Yep, I just fucking blitzed through that roundabout, probably shouldn't. Well, I think I drive past McCurry's here, which is a wee sort of cafe place, but they have a gig, and I am in there on Saturday next, not tomorrow week. Yes, tomorrow week. What was it, Sandy? Was want me to turn here? I'm turning here.
Okay.
So yeah, sometimes you get bored of a set. But I haven't got bored of this one yet. I don't see a fucking hotel. Where's this thing taking me? Right, so I'm going left. You probably noticed that the set, you can't hear the sat nav. It's because I've got them turned off. I'm just sort of looking at the map when I'm really should be watching where I'm going. This is just taking me back where I was. What the fuck are we doing? Oh, Christ. What time is it? Fucking 7 o'clock. I was meant to be here half an hour ago. Right, we're back at the roundabout that I just took a serious risk at. Ah, I see what I've done. I took the wrong turn off on the roundabout. No, it didn't. Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm never getting the fuck out of here. Oh, pay attention to it. Hey, oh, you fucking idiot. How the hell do you get out of there? I know, you just stall a minute, you. You know when you see these people and they're, you know they're going for it when they shouldn't be going for it? Oh, for fuck's sake. I'm away to fuck. Right. Back on that road. Oh, you want me to go? See, fucking, you're turning right, Terry, not left. I still don't see a fucking hotel. Jesus Christ. I'm useless at finding places. I've probably said this before, but I get lost in Sprucefield car park. In an actual car park, I got lost. I couldn't find my way out of the car park, and I must have drove around it for about 15 minutes going, how do you get lost in a car park? And some of my mate night too, he's going, what's wrong with you? And but he couldn't fucking say anything because he can't even drive, still can't drive. That's about 10 years ago. I was only in Sprucefield because my best mate asked me to pick her up a recipe stand. I was like, what the fuck's a recipe stand? Apparently it's a wee stand you put your recipe book on when you're cooking. I was like, what kind of fucking posh git has one of them? Apparently my best mate. A fucking next one too, you know what I mean? Like, not even a fucking cheap ass one. Fucking the next recipe book stand. I picked up a big, huge, massive fucking teddy bear at night too. Put it in the fucking front seat beside me. Maybe my mate sit in the back because I thought it was fun. Right, now then. This is a fucking house in the state. There's no fucking hotel here. What the fuck? There's a Primark, look. I'm sure this is rivet. Oh, look, there's some. I'll not even say what I say there. There was some dummies in the Primark window in. Oh, shit, that's at Fox Junction. There was some dummies in the Primark window with, what do you call it? Frilly stuff on. I don't know why. I'm a 42-year-old man, but do you remember as a child, you looked at that and giggled. I'm sure buttercream. There's buttercream. I often wondered where buttercream was. There it is. It's got a little a Dunn's, a Sports Direct, and Primark. Fuck, that's four anchor stores. Good.
I'm sure this is riveting listening, just listening to me fucking driving around, pointing out stuff that I'm seeing in Newry. Ah, God, I just fucking want some fun. Right, Jesus, my automatic wipers, they're either going too hard or not hard enough. come on, light's green. Right, so I'm going this way. Still can't see a fucking hotel. Oh, hang on, I'm on a quay. Or no, not the quay. Hey, I'm on a quay. There's a river. And there's a big yellow sign up there in the sky that says hotel. So I'm going to assume that is a hotel. I wonder if I park there. That's fucking maids away from the gig. There, could I park? No, that's it. Oh, dickhead, you just drove past the parking spot. There's what? No. Fuck. Every time I get this wrong and I end up driving around like a fucking idiot. Monaghan Street. Right, we'll go left. I don't know where I am. I'm fucking late. It's fucking raining. There's the lads coming out at Friar Tuck's. What's wrong with me? Right, let's see. Canal Court Hotel and Spa. So if I go around that way, I'm never getting parked in here. Not in a million fucking years. But I might get parked in the... do you know what? Just get fucking parked in a fucking shopping centre again. Do they close that one? Does that one get locked up? No, it doesn't. On Street Car Park, no, I'm not going to that one. There's Wayne Flair. I'm going to self-carry it. Right, that's the Canal Court Park. I'm not getting in there. Again, you'd think the fucking reserve is a parking spot as well, like, wouldn't you? Sure, you just fucking come on ahead. Dick. Right, let's go around here. We got a Dunstores, and we got a Bumpin' In. That's new. Right, I'll go in here. I'm always scared of parking around here in case it's one of them ones that can get off, but this one doesn't look like it. So let's go around here. And we shall fucking reverse park in here. Minimum stay, maximum stay is 2 hours. Yeah, I'm going to be here more than 2 hours. Yeah, I'm sure this is riveting, listening. And if you have listened to this so far, do you know what? See, when it comes to reverse parking, I'm not good at a lot of things, right? But I am a fucking demon at reverse parking. Like, I take pride in my parking. You know, when there's a... Oh, what am I about to hit? Yeah, Terry said, boast about how good you are at this, and then you're going to hit a fucking brick wall. Right, straight her up. Jesus. Oh. I love taking it to the limit. John said, oh, take it to the limit. Why would you do? You're fucking waiting till the final beat of my reverse parking sensor. That's some good parking. Oh, dear God. Right, I have just pulled up in the car park across the road from Dunstores, just over from TK Maxx. I am going to go in and I'm going to tell some jokes in the Canal Canort Hotel. And I do want to do, on the way home, I'll come on, I'll tell you how the gig went. And if you've listened this far, thank you, first of all. I really want to try and make this like a regular thing instead of the sporadic nonsense that I be doing. But... I'm busy. I've been very busy. If I'm not working, I'm touring. If I'm not touring, I'm writing for a new show that I'm doing called World on a String. Tickets for that went on sale today, actually, Friday the 17th. And they're available now from it's in the Mac Theatre in Belfast, the 28th and 29th of April. Tickets are available now from the Mac Theatre website. It's also part of the Cathedral Quarter Arts Festival, so you can go to the Cathedral Quarter Arts Festival and get tickets there. I'm doing two nights. I need to sell out both nights because I've decided if I can't sell out two nights in my own city, I am calling it a day. So anyway, I'm going to go tell some jokes, right? And that fear has suddenly hit me as well. Every night of the tour, I turn up the park and I go, are we in Newry tonight? Is it Oma we're in today? Is it Belfast we're in today? I always reckon I've come to the wrong spot. So listen, thanks for listening this far. I will check back in after the gig, let you know how it went. Chat to you later. Hello. Yeah, so we're back in the car after the gig.
gig was lovely. People laughed, people clapped. It was a good wee night. Had a pint of Guinness afterwards, which was also fucking awesome. And now I'm at a roundabout, and I don't know where I'm going, and I haven't got my sat. Oh, here we go. Right, I'm going. I'm in the wrong fucking lane. Bollocks. That's right, he's not going away. Fucking. It's one of these fucking weird roundabouts. Right, we're going round. No fucking idea. No fucking clue. Right. Belfast Bomb Bridge. Right, we'll see where this takes us. Stop indicating. Stop it. Fucking. What are you doing? Right. The car has stopped indicating the wrong. Jesus, a part of this, I only have 92 miles left. That's not good. Like, where was this big... Is this what I never understand? Like, when I... Oh, I don't know if I've told this where I'm going. Because, you see, on the way here, I didn't have this two-lane motorway type thing. Right, hang on. Do you see? Oh, fucking... Right, so I do that. Cancel guidance. Hit home. I'm going home. Directions. Yep. Oh, is this my turn off? Oh, fuck, it is, eh? Or is it? Fuck. Ah, it is. Jesus Christ. Fuck. I hate this. I hate not knowing where I'm going. Right, there's Oma on a... No, that's Armagh. Oh, I'm heading to Armagh. Right, so I go over here. What the fuck? That's a hard shoulder turn. Jesus Christ almighty. People are like, I'm fucking drunk. There's a Scotland flag, look. Armagh, Morgan Hill. Right, I know where I'm going now. Follow the road for 16 miles. Right, anyway. Again, entertainment on this must be amazing. Like, oh, it's just him talking to him. Fucking deal with that now. So yeah, the gig was lovely. And the great thing about that, the tour with Jake, is like, first of all, Jake, it's like touring with your mate, right? You're not, you know, I never feel like I'm opening for someone on Jake's tour. I feel like I'm part of the show, part of the tour. It's touring with your mate, which is brilliant. But the thing is as well, he has a production team that comes around the tour with him. And so it's the same sound guys, tech guys we have every night. So it's like, it's like a big tour in family. And every year it's like getting the band back together, and it's class. And I miss it when it ends. It's like, you know, it's like, I don't see those guys the next year. So I'm going to try and convince them we should have like a tour night out where everyone goes out and there's no gig interrupting the crack. And so no, the gig was good. I'm on my way home to Oma. I have 4 tins of Guinness in the car here, which, let's see, they're still cold. They could be colder. Oh, I've only seen tonight when we were trying to leave the hotel. There was like young ruffians, those wee hoodlums trying to get into the hotel. Two wee young lads, and they went away. But then when I was walking back to my car, the three wee hoodlums were hanging around the car park, roaring and shouting and acting a hard lad. And I did that thing, you know, when you're like, I'm walking towards them going, oh Jesus, look at your feet, don't look at them, you know, like the old man's like, I'm an old man, please don't be annoying me. Like, scared of the youths in their hoodies. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm a fucking old man now. I'm scared of the youths. I got my car, and I done that. I never do this. Got in the car, started it, and I was getting this thing set up. And I hit the button that locks the car from the inside, because we're walking towards the car, and I thought, oh my God, I'm just an old man. Please don't hurt me. Sick. So on my way home, tomorrow night is Ulster Hall. It's the last night of the tour. I'm going to be sad. But it's been good crack. It's been a lot of fun. It's been the best year so far for me anyway. It's the most fun I've had, because I used to be scared of dying in my hole. Walking on stage, that was always my thing. I'm going to die in my hole. And that fear in me, and I'd walk on and have good shows, great nights, and I'd walk off and go, oh, I didn't die in my hole. But my attitude changed the year after COVID, where I was like, I now walk on stage going, you'll probably not die in your hole. And I go out and I'm just relaxed and fun, and I love it. I love doing it. It's the best job, and the weather is still stinking. It is. It's the best job, and I can't wait tomorrow night. I can't wait to finish Raw up in Belfast at home. And then go for a few beers after. And first car coming towards me. Let's see. Fog lights. Yep, fog lights, and didn't dip until he seen me. It must be a Tyrone and Armagh thing. So look, that's me done. I am going to stop boring you to death with my little trip home. I'm going to go home, have a beer or two, go to my bed, get up, go to the day job, leave the day job, jump in the car, go to Belfast, check into my hotel, go to my gig, do my gig, come off stage, have a beer, and go, that's it, done for another year. So yeah, I've been Terry McHugh. This has been Talking Around the House in my car. If you've listened this far, thank you very much. Like it, subscribe it, and all that. Please love me, internet stuff. And I'll talk to you again.